Lord, what do you want to say about presence? There's nothing like my presence. There's certain things that can only happen in my presence. And so I'm welcoming you into the secret place. Will you come closer? Will you enter in to my holy presence? I have much to reveal to you tonight. So come and relax and trust me. Don't have to lean on your own understanding. Just simply trust me. So why do you want to come into my presence tonight? Just tell me. What else? Now I want you to ask me what my expectations are for this night in my presence. Do you like my sweet, restful presence? Did you know I'm your safe refuge? We are fully protected right now. There's nothing that can harm you. So just lean back right now and then feel my warm, gentle embrace. Now listen closely to what I'm going to share in your heart. For I've been waiting for this moment to reveal to you mysteries that you've never heard before, never seen before, until tonight. I want you to experience my love in a new way. Is that what you want? Why is that? I want you to experience so much peace tonight that even when you wake up in the morning, that peace will still remain. That's my will. I also want to give you prophetic dreams tonight. So thank me for them before you even receive them. I want you to be comfortable in my presence right now. I want you to be relaxed. I've welcomed you into the secret place. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not withholding anything. But I'm freely giving you all things to enjoy. Are you experiencing my peace now? It's only going to get better and better. You know what can happen in my presence? Anything. Anything is possible with me. You've chosen to come tonight because you love me. You adore me. And you just enjoy being with me, don't you? There may be times you ask me questions and you don't hear anything. Well, some of those times, I just want you to be with me. So right now, just simply be my child. There's nothing to do, is there? Just be. Just like you be in my presence right now. I want to reveal to you who you are. Because the more you know who you are, then you'll know what to do. But it starts with you knowing that you are my beloved child. And I'm so pleased with you. You believe that? It's true. Now ask me, what do you want to know about being in my peaceful presence right now? Now listen and watch. Did you know you trust me? You won't be here right now if you didn't trust me. You don't want to know where you would be without trusting me. I've made things work out for you, haven't I, in the past? Don't you believe I'm up to something? And I'm working behind the scenes for you? This is one reason I've asked you to come in to the secret place tonight. Because I want to give you clues. I want to show you things that I've prepared for you. So ask me right now what you can expect between now and the end of the year, and I'll show you. There's more. Just ask, what else? Yes, there's even more. I'll even bring you confirmation this week. Is that what you want? I want you to be expectant. This year may not have turned out the way that you wanted it to. But I do want to surprise you between now and the end of the year. So I'm not going to reveal everything to you. You love my surprises, don't you? Especially the ones you could never imagine. Let me ask you to do one thing for me tonight. Something you can do. I'll even help you. Just want you to slow down more. Why? I'm not in any hurry. Neither should you be. I want you to get used to being in the secret place with me every day. I want you to make it a priority for me. Will you do that for me? I'll help you. Thank you. There are many distractions in your life right now that's clouding the vision that I have for your life. You do want clear vision, don't you? It's going to require clearing things out of your life so that you can see what I want you to see. Don't be surprised if I ask you to forsake things, to purge or to prune. The reason I'm doing that is because it's my will. It's what's best for you. And you do want what's best for you, don't you? How can you reach ahead if you're still holding on to the past? Thank you. I'm thankful that you came here and joined me in the secret place, in my holy presence. Can you draw closer to me now? I want you to be more intimate right now, because I want to whisper something into your heart. So just draw closer. Okay, now listen. Watch what I'm showing you. Some of you have been carrying burdens for decades. You want to continue to carry those burdens? Then either you can keep them or give them to me tonight. It's your choice. So just say it out loud that you're going to give me your burdens. Give me the worries. Give me the anxieties. Give me the pain. Give me the hurts. Even give me your disappointments. They don't belong to you. They don't have your name on them. You're not the owner of them. And you weren't ever to steward them either. Give me the sorrows. Give me the trauma. Give me your frustrations. You can even give me your screams. I'll receive them. Either it stays in you or you give them to me. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a great exchange that's going to take place tonight, because now I'm going to give you what I want you to receive. Let's take in a deep breath and let it out right now. Ask me for my extravagant love I have just for you, and I'm going to show you a picture of what that looks like. Remember, perfect love casts out fear. Now ask me for healing in your hearts and your feelings and emotions and even mind, because you gave all of those things to me. Just ask me for that healing. And now just keep thanking me and thanking me and thanking me for that healing and praising me as you receive it now. Now ask me to fill you up with my joy. Release it now. For in my presence is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm going to ask you to be even more intimate. Will you draw closer to me now? I have more to give you. Will you do that for me? Thank you. Right now, I'm going to give you my perfect peace, my shalom peace. Peace that passes all understanding, that guards your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Do you want that? Ask and you'll receive. It's going to get real quiet and still in your soul right now. So peaceful. Your body's even going to feel more peaceful and calm. There's nothing like being in my presence, isn't that true? You can do this every night before you go to sleep. It doesn't have to be just on Saturday nights. It can be every night. I have a promise for you. Another gift. You know what that is? I give my beloved sleep. You're not earning this sleep. It's a gift. I'm giving it to you. So when you lay down to sleep, you're not going to be afraid. When you lay down to sleep, It's going to be sweet sleep. It's going to be refreshing sleep. It's going to be restful sleep. Remember, I'm giving you prophetic dreams tonight. And you wake up tomorrow morning, a big smile on your face. Choose to magnify me. Not what the enemy's doing, not the problems, but magnify me. The more you magnify me, the more peace you're going to experience. And people will notice a difference in your countenance as well. I'll even give you a merry heart and a cheerful countenance. Do you want that as well? Ask away. And I ask you one more time, can you draw closer to me in our secret place? How close do you want to get into my presence? Do you want to smell my fragrance? Do you want to touch heaven? Do you want to see what I see and hear what I hear? Tell me, what do you want to receive right now in my holy presence? Why do you want to receive that? Now ask me why I want you to receive it. Guess what? I have much more I want to give you right now. Do you want more? You give me more of your time? More of your attention? More of your focus? Now just open up and receive and ask me what else that I want to give you tonight, and I'll show you.